This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality A-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I listen to a lot of old classic radio, and today, for some reason, Dan Rather was on the classic radio station talking about the fireside chats he used to listen to when FDR was the president. When FDR was the president, we got dragged into a world war on two fronts, the Pacific and in Europe. When the war in Europe was over, we were not done. But here we are today. Remember when FDR said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself"? That was during, and this was coming from a leftist dude. Now we have gone to fear is virtuous and mandatory now. Yeah. From the very beginning, fear has driven the government response to the coronavirus pandemic. Americans have been told that they should be afraid, be very, very afraid. More important, they have been instructed that expressing fear through the wearing of masks and self-isolation by the healthy is their moral duty. For the first time in the United States history, fear is no longer seen as an emotion to overcome like jealousy or greed, but rather as one to embrace. We should be proud to be afraid, we are told, and we should call out anyone who isn't afraid. In fact, any act of courage must be condemned as immoral as well as illegal. I wear a mask when I go out because I also carry a gun. And if I'm going to get into, before I get into a big argument with, with these dimwits over wearing a mask or not, then it deteriorates into something else and then I have to go to guns against them. I'll just wear the mask just to save them. Not saving them from coronavirus, though. No. Now, I would ask those of you who think, you know, if you're wearing a mask, why does it matter to you if I'm not wearing a mask? Is the mask to protect me? If you're wearing a mask, then, and I'm not wearing a mask, aren't you protected against me? If we're 6 feet apart, aren't you protected against me? If we're not in a building together where we exceed so many people in so many square feet, aren't you protected against me? Now, most of the time, if you were to ask somebody that, you'd just get cussed out. And, you'd be told it's a sign of respect and courtesy. But this is all fear. And there's a few psychiatrists out there looking at this who think a lot of Americans are now suffering from delusional psychosis. A fixed false belief contrary to reality. And this delusional state includes the superstition that masks protect healthy people from infection, that standing 6 feet apart from others saves lives, and that schools and businesses must remain indefinitely closed to keep everybody safe. This delusional system of thinking is so ingrained now in the minds of most Americans that it resists all rational argument. No evidence that challenges it will be considered by those who suffer from the mental illness. Now, the mass psychosis would be tragic if it affected only the sufferers themselves. But the greatest danger from this is resides in what directly follows from it, which is group control. In the beginning of the coronavirus government response, mandates issued by politicians and bureaucrats compelled behavior that served their interest of consolidating power. Threats of fines and arrests intimidated everybody into compliance. More recently, though, the threats and intimidation have emanated not from the government, but from everyday Americans. The delusional, psychotic Americans who direct self-righteous anger at anyone who dares challenge their fear-driven behaviors. In fact, simply displaying courage and rationality triggers violent reactions from these mentally ill people who feel that it is their duty to mace maskless picnickers in the park or drag pregnant women by their hair from the local grocery store because they didn't maintain the mandated 6-foot distance from their fellow shoppers. And I got to tell you, people, if I see somebody getting maced, if I see somebody getting dragged in front of me, very likely going to get involved in that one. I've seen people removed, well, I've heard of people being removed from a plane for spending too much time drinking from a cup of water without the mask on. And typically when they walk that offender off the plane, everybody's applauding. Not the passenger, but the staff who were so virtuous in punishing the one person on the plane who dared to show that he was not afraid or insane. Government enforcement of irrational, arbitrary, and scientifically unsound mandates is no longer needed. Group control by the population at large has been achieved. People that go to people that see, you know, that maintain clinical practices, they treat individuals who suffer from delusional psychosis with antipsychotic medication and therapy when appropriate. But how do you treat an entire population? There is no easy answer to this. But the treatment has to begin with the rejection of fear and the embrace of courage, and it must topple the pursuit of safety from the altar of moral virtue and install it in its place, a reverence of freedom. See, the problem here is going to turn into, well, let's take a few things into consideration. The rest of the world has recovered as far as the fear, and except America. And we still stand here now, most of us cowering, you know. And the problem is going to be this. Even, you know, for those of you who don't believe it's political, because it is, it's political. This is all political. This is all a seizure of power. If you don't believe it's a seizure of power, then when they finally relax the standards, are you going to believe them then? Are you going to believe that it's all clear? Are you going to believe that it's all okay? And what about those who don't? What about those who reject it, who still react with violence, who still mace people and drag pregnant women around by the hair? What about those people? What do we do with them? What about those who have truly descended and gone from something that's a little more than, it's not even figurative anymore. This is true delusional psychosis. What do we do about them? And this is the same template they use for gun control. And yet, all of us who are gun owners have always resisted this. How many of you that are gun owners have sat out there and done enough critical thinking to figure out that, you know, if the masks aren't really effective, why are we wearing the masks? How many of you have asked that question? How many of you have caught coronavirus despite wearing masks and gloves and all kinds of other things? How many? I'm sure plenty, because you can't hide from a virus. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. To all of you never-Trumpers, you skeevy traitors, you, how do you think your end game is going to go? You turncoat weasels already have plenty to worry about. You know you're just one Zoom call away from tubining yourself all over Twitter. But you really ought to worry about November the 4th. For some reason, you think good times are dead ahead, like the figurative iceberg you rammed your garbage machine and blogs into. That's wrong. There is no good outcome for Team Treachery. And I'm going to give you a spoiler. The reason this is going to be so bad for you is because you guys suck. You're always talking about how you'll be at the vanguard of the insiders who will rebuild the Republican Party after its four-year flirtation with effectiveness and actually conserving stuff. The clinical term for this kind of fantasy is delusional. Name someone awaiting the return of the people who got us into Iraq. Put up McCain and Romney as willing sacrificial lambs and who went full Dick Morris toe-slurping on the left the second they realized conservatism had left them behind. Maybe it's one of those doughy gibbos you find for your insufferable Lincoln Project videos about how I was a Republican until Trump started actually doing conservative stuff and I couldn't handle it. See, Trump grabs about 95% of Republican votes. Actual Republican never-Trumpers are as rare as a Bulwark staffer who can do a push-up. And there's no coming back from this. Kasich, your dad doesn't ring twice. You're out. Crystal, your cruises will be ghost ships. French, kiss off. And the rest of you, don't go away mad, just go away. Broken and humiliated by your utter failure and total rejection. These guys are all the Colonel Clinks of conservatism, practically the only kind of colonel among these puny cheerleaders of every ridiculous military adventure they bumped us into in the last couple of decades. May I imagine that when voters give them Trump again, they could wring a few more bucks out of their Silicon Valley suckers. The only thing they are good at is the grift. And the grifting is good right now. Never Trump is highly profitable, but only until the griftee gets wise. That's what happened with the conservatives who sent them money for decades before the true extent of the true conservative suck dawned on the base. And now the Frito-Cons have to beg for bucks from the left tech titans and other lefties eager to exploit what the con artists present as their unique ability to reach conservatives. They reach nobody. Who reads Bill Kristol out there? Anybody? Anyone? Well, tech guys would be better off lighting the cash on fire, and eventually they will wise up, and Never Trump will have to seek a new set of hapless marks. In the meantime, they can go back to their usual cash strategy of not paying their debts. Deadbeatery is the truest form of the true conservatism. Trademarked, by the way, that one. It's probably unfair to claim that money is their sole motivation, because after all, the ringleaders cash the big checks, and the rest of the cruise ship crew gobble ramen or whatever other high-carb processed junk they can buy in bulk at Costco. Pride plays a big part in it. When the useless Bushes, properly prostrate Republicans of the old school, were in charge, Bill Kristol used to dial up the White House and his call went right through. And now the staffer working on the phone takes a message and wonders why the funny man from City Slickers was calling the president. It must be humiliating to one day have prestige and influence, and the next be dancing on Twitter till the left tosses you nickels. But then there has always been a creepy undercurrent of submission and masochism associated with the Never Trump brand. There's a huge ick factor when you see them eagerly repudiating everything they once said they believe in to score a slot on some unwatched MSNBC-NN show with a host who is a potato. They actually seem to take a kinky delight in the abuse they invite, and some speculate that their strapping, sweaty domestic workers enjoy the fringe benefits of these weirdos' bizarre lifestyle. They treasure their dream of returning to glory in the wake of Grandfather Badfinger's victory over Trump on November 3rd. They imagine they will get a share of the spoils in a Democrat one-party state. And that's funny, because the left hates them as much as they hate us. Maybe more. Human beings naturally hold traitors in contempt. That's what the Never Trumpers are. And the usual suspects like Kasich and Whitman and Flake are all eagerly having buddies in the media float their names as possible bipartisan candidates for old finger cabinet gigs. And maybe Biden would waste a slot he can use to reward someone who matters on one of those perpetual losers. What will happen is that when the leftists stop thinking the useful idiots are useful, their phone calls will start going to voicemail. Whoever wins on November 3rd, the Never Trumpers lose. They will not be part of a ruling Republican or Democrat administration, nor will they be part of the future direction of either the Republican or Democrat parties. Everyone hates them. Conservatives hate them. Leftists hate them. And at some level, they may quite rightly hate themselves. And if you really want to tick off these Dubin-esque mediocrities, you know, go out there and support some great actual conservative candidates who can claw back purple seats like James Bognett in Pennsylvania and Michelle Steele in California. They can win if you help, but you got to turn out. You got to go vote. Some people are already doing it. It seems like people are doing it now. They're showing off their "I voted" stickers. I haven't voted yet. I may just go ahead and see if I can vote early. Wonder how we would do that. Because that's coming up pretty soon, isn't it? Yeah. The Never Trumpers, though. You guys are toast. You guys are toast. You're traitors. You are traitor swine. Nobody trusts you. The left knows what a traitor looks like. They see in you the inability to unite with those that put you in power. And they see this, and they look at this, and they're like, these aren't even useful idiots. Maybe for one TV show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both campaigning in the battleground state of Florida on Thursday. They're about an hour apart from each other. The former vice president saying President Trump is putting folks' life in danger by holding his rallies.
President Trump's super spreader events, and he's spreading more virus around the country and here in Florida today. He's spreading division in addition. Division and discord. We need a president who's going to bring us together, not pull us apart.
Biden providing no evidence regarding the super spreader claim. Weekly jobless claims fell to the lowest level since March last week. The Labor Department reporting 751,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims for unemployment benefits. The biggest jumps in claims were in Massachusetts, Kansas, and Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News. As mentioned earlier, President Trump is campaigning in Florida, the president predicting the greatest red wave in the history of this country.
And 5 days from now, we are going to win Florida. We are going to win 4 more years in the White House.
The president continues.
We locked down. We understood the disease. And now we're open for business, and that's what it is.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we will most likely know in December whether we have a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci saying the speed of vaccine development doesn't compromise the safety or scientific integrity of the process.
It is a reflection of the years and years of fundamental basic and clinical research that led to the development of the platform technologies that allowed us to make that very rapid switch from a sequence to a vaccine.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. In a little less than 2 weeks, we're going to be done voting. At least for president, anyway. And there's going to be some runoffs here and there, but the lion's share of the election will be over and we'll have to deal with the aftermath. Unfortunately, there is ample reason to believe the aftermath is not going to be particularly peaceful. And across the nation, many are bracing for what may be, well be, inevitable post-election violence. And we get this. More than one-third of the nation is expecting the election in 2 weeks to create anarchy and chaos, resulting in a potentially lethal violence. Unprovoked, several of those quizzed about the election by the group conducting regular barometer readings of America's readiness to return to normal after the COVID-19 crisis mentioned concerns about gun violence, attacks by batons, and firebombings. Ron Bongean, a partner of ROKK Solutions, one of the three firms conducting the Back to Normal Barometer, said, "We've not seen this alarming level of concern since we began surveying consumers at the beginning of April. People are preparing themselves for the worst possible post-election outcomes with the ongoing pandemic in the background, adding to their anxiety." Rich Thaw, president of Engatius, who with Sports and Leisure Group and ROKK has conducted the survey for many months, said, These results are chilling and indicate an America profoundly on edge. Found that 37% are anxious over the possibility of chaos. Follows other recent findings that 61% are worried about a second civil war and some 58% are stockpiling necessities just in case. Now, honestly, I think that 37% is pretty damn smart. Then again, I'm part of that percentage, so of course I do. At this point, we need to brace ourselves for the reality that violence may well be the response to the election result. Because after all, while the polls appear to put Biden in control of the election, this is what we saw 4 years ago. And we all remember how that turned out. Many Starbuckses were burned to the ground. Defenseless limousines were burned to the ground. Madonna was going to bomb the White House. There's other metrics that are actually, that are out there that show little actual support for Biden. In particular, the turnout for campaign events suggests widespread and vehement support for the president and very little for his challenger. Anecdotally, if you look around, you can look all over the nation about how they're not seeing yard signs for Biden, but plenty of signs for Trump. And yeah, there's some people that get out there and say, oh, well, they're in very, very red areas. And apparently there's some in some blue areas, too. But, almost inevitably, and I've never seen this happen, even with the left, yard signs very rarely vote. Now, as I see it, when Trump wins, there's going to be riots. I know this because we saw riots 4 years ago, and people are even more angry now that Trump is able to convert oxygen to carbon dioxide now than they were then. So, yeah, riots. But then if Biden wins, I suspect we'll see riots. I don't necessarily think the right will riot, but instead I see it like the riots that follow a sports team winning a championship. Some people will be so smug and self-righteous that they'll take things too far, and then you end up with a riot. So riots are coming, and as inevitable, and that's before anyone tries to pass any legislation. And after that, I don't see it getting any better as the time goes on. This is one of those things where we're out here as the tea leaves are red for the prognosticators that I try to be one of them. I probably shouldn't, but I do. As the prognosticators get out there and they're starting to see the things that they... Some people are looking at these events and, yeah, there's nobody showing up for Joe and Scamala. But they're showing up to standing room only for the president. For those of us who are preparing, and to the degree that any of us can, and like where I'm at, where I live, I haven't seen violence yet. I'm very prepared for it should it present itself, but I haven't seen any. I go into some places where there has been some, and I see the aftermath of that. But, I follow the rules of John Farnham. The best gunfight is one I don't go to. Those are the rules of every trainer I've ever worked with. The best gunfight is one I don't go to. So I avoid the gunfights if I can. If the gunfights become inevitable, then I am much more prepared than the average bear for something like that. But then again, I'm going to try to stay away from those if I can. But all of this, we have really devolved as a people. We, in 2016, this is the thing I don't really understand, because even with the COVID-19 thing, you can see this apparent thing. With COVID-19 and with the riots, all of a sudden, all of the gun control they've been trying to push and pass and all the things they're trying to say, all of a sudden that got thrown aside. And all these people are out there buying guns now because of the uncertainty. I get that. I understand. But in the same breath, while people are out there being told, I can get out there, and the CDC put out there the other day, I don't remember when it was exactly, but they put out a statistic, 9,700 people have actually died pure to COVID-19 only. 9,700 people. The other 220,000, it is suspected by people like John Lott that maybe as many as 40, that may be inflated by 40%. So we're talking an additional 90,000 people they're saying died due to COVID-19 who just maybe had, I mean, by that very one metric that we have, which apparently we should be able to have it both ways, we shouldn't be having any rioting because George Floyd was a COVID-19 death. Because by their criteria, if COVID-19 is present in your system, when you die, well, it was a COVID-19 death. So, a lot of us think this is going to be the way it is. I am one of them. Hope not. I don't want to see that. I really don't want it to come to that. And I don't know how much my hopes and fears are going to be honored. I think instead we operate in such a social media driven thing that until we get rid of that, or at least bring it to heel, it's just going to keep making things worse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out. That's the home of the binary trigger, the BFS-3, the Salus line, the Providence line, the Militia line, Reformation. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. For a while, gun rights were ascendant in this country. With a few exceptions, rights were being restored all over the nation. On the federal level, we appeared to be poised to be able to buy suppressors over the counter, and we weren't remotely worried about losing any ground there. Yeah, the odd anti-gun bill would be introduced in Congress, but it rarely had enough co-sponsors to rise to the level of toilet paper. It was a very good time. Then Parkland happened, and the media went on offensive and tried to turn people like David Hogg into anti-gun rock stars. And it worked. It worked pretty damn good, all things considered. Anti-gun laws were sprouting up across the nation. Virginia flipped from red to blue, supposedly in part due to the GOP's opposition to gun control. And yet, now, there seem to be some indicators that gun control is losing once again. And we get this. While much of our politics in this unusual year have become murkier, this year has produced one clear loser: gun control. It may seem counterintuitive with Democrats fielding the most anti-Second Amendment presidential ticket of all time, but gun control groups and activists are falling short across the political landscape. Even in a political environment favoring Democrats in November, the gun control movement has failed to get any traction. In the courts, gun control groups have complained that California's ban on high-capacity magazines and background checks for buying ammunition were given to a biased judge because both were struck down. Gun control legislation is about to have a much tougher time in the courts with Amy Coney Barrett's impending confirmation to the Supreme Court after years of Chief Justice John Roberts refusing to defend the Second Amendment. Gun control groups are also being outspent during this election cycle. The NRA has spent just over half of what it did during the 2016 cycle, yet it has still outspent the top three gun control groups, including Every Town for Gun Safety, which is backed by Bloomberg. Additionally, there are millions upon millions of new gun owners out there running around, and while they're not all gun voters just now, they're not likely to be anti-gunners, especially since they have seen the anti-gun rhetoric turn out to be nothing but lies when they were trying to get their gun. And further, the we see where Democratic nominees are pretty much the most anti-gun ticket in history. There's one subject they seem to be avoiding as much as possible, which is gun control. 2020 primary season started off with gun control, sort of a hot topic. It was, it was going to be the top issue for the Democrats, yet candidates who focused on that issue fell by the wayside pretty early. Representative Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke dropped out of the race and made almost no impact anywhere. Now in the general election, Biden and Harris aren't exactly hiding their gun policy proposals, but they're not talking about them either. You have to go look at their websites. They're not saying it out loud. Can't help but wonder how much the campaign knows about how Americans are feeling regarding gun control right now. After all, there's a reason they're not talking about it now, and it's probably because they know good and well it won't play as well right about now. So, yeah, gun control is a loser, which is a nice change of pace. Let's go back to political violence. Right now, those of you out there think there's a 72% chance that's going to happen. This coming out of a poll coming from the UK. I don't know why the UK would take a poll like this, but they did. And this is coming from The Independent. Nearly three-quarters of Americans are concerned about riots and violence after Election Day. Almost 3 in 4 voters describe themselves as very or quite concerned about post-election violence, according to a JL Partners Independent poll. More than 70% of both supporters of Trump and Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, said they have such concerns. Worries are higher among the president's backers, with 77% saying they fear violence and riots. Among the former vice president's supporters, 73% described worries. Wait till they vote for Amy Coney Barrett. She's confirmed. She got passed out of committee today. The Democrats didn't show because they said, well, according to the rules of this committee, there has to be at least 2 members here to create a quorum, and we're just not going to give you those members. So Lindsey Graham, who's in charge of this, and this is why he should be reelected without any further hesitation, he waived the rules, and they voted her out of committee. Monday will also be Hillary Clinton's birthday, so I don't know if that'll coincide with any violence. I don't know. All this violence we've been seeing is political. It is political in nature. And there's a lot to preparing for this kind of violence than just buying a gun. Let's talk about Antifa. They supposedly organize mostly peaceful protesters. But their goal is they want to overthrow the American system of government. That's Antifa. Some have said that the thugs for Antifa are the militant arm of the Democrat Party. That's not true because these people aren't Democrats. They are Marxists. They might use sympathetic Democrat politicians as a means to an end, but they aren't Democrats. They are dedicated Marxists and, generally speaking, not even America's best Marxists. They tend to attract a lot of felons, petty criminals, wife beaters, child sex offenders, and other social misfits. Some call them underachievers. You might call them losers or malcontents. They and loosely affiliated affinity groups have operated with relative impunity in jurisdictions where they are sympathetic politically and on the law enforcement side. But this includes hard left district attorneys who make prosecuting decisions. And many of them were bought into office with George Soros' money. So, once again, Marxist, socialist, whatever you want to call it. Cook County, their state's attorney, Kim Fox, won her race in 2016, largely thanks to $2 million donated to her by the Soros-funded organizations. Soros will only underwrite the most radical Democratic candidates. You can't be sort of radical. You can't be mostly radical. You got to be completely radical. They also enjoy sympathetic mainstream media coverage, which is not surprising considering how the mainstream media today are just radical political operatives with a byline. And even if the local officials aren't Soros-funded lefties, they certainly intimidate, Antifa does, local mayors, prosecutors, and police chiefs by targeting them and their families in their homes. So, here's the thing about Antifa. If you live in one of these areas where Antifa is operating, there's a few things you need to seriously consider. They can do pretty much anything they want to you, and you can't stop them. They'll destroy your vehicle or your residence, and the police won't come to protect you, neither will the fire department. If you get taken to the ground in a fight, you probably won't be getting up. They will kick you in the head with their steel-toed boots until you're unconscious or worse. The neutered police won't save you. On the other hand, these same cops will arrest you if you use deadly force to resist a frenzied attack. And even if you break off from their attack, they will follow you, identify you, and then dox your personal information. They will come and threaten you. What can you do? Well, carry your gun. That's one thing. Show restraint in using force. Try to, you know, try to get out of there. And then when you do, well, you can have that. Go out and buy some self-defense insurance. That would be a good thing to do. Remember that crowds can form quickly and violence can start in a matter of seconds. And be very vigilant if your local PD shoots a black person. This goes double if the person didn't have a gun. That means, in their parlance, unarmed. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, it's going to be Rick Hector with Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.